station. I can't tell them yes. Why can't I? Because the resources are not there. If God, in his mercy and love, prompts you in some way, if you've been touched by this program, encouraged, strengthened, taught, uplifted, directed away from evil, whatever it is, and you believe that we're also making an impact out there, not only in this country, but around the world. If you want to be part of that, go before the Lord and ask we would have you to give and send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255, or go on our website, saveus.org, where you can do that right online. And there are just so many things. You know, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time is going to come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and turn to fables. But watch in all things. Make full proof of your ministry. You know, I want it to be said, when everything is wrapped up, however long the Lord gives me to continue to proceed here, I want it to be said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the last day. And not to me only, though, but to unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, I wish I could share. I probably have 15, 20 more of these emails here, letters and so on the broadcast desk that I wanted to share with you. We just can't get to them all, but at least you get a sense. Many of these had to do with marriage and divorce and remarriage. Some were thanking, just overwhelming thanksgiving. Another just said, oh, I wish I had known 11 years ago what I know now. Here's a Roman Catholic who has regularly listened to our program on the way home from work. He says, listening to your program has changed me to dig ever deeper into my beliefs, and for that I am grateful and thank you. Well, thank you, friends, for listening to this program. I trust it is a blessing to you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Well, let me close with this email. A thank you. Sometimes when I listen to other prophecy teachers, even those I agree with, I'm depressed for the rest of the day. But I want to thank you for your broadcast, because no matter what you are led to teach us, your boundless, exuberant joy that Jesus is coming makes me realize that I need not fear what man can do to me. I'm happy instead of sad, strong instead of weak. And I pray with renewed urgency for those who are not saved, because our redemption is nigh. Well, I hope you believe that too. Prepare the way of the Lord, for our redemption is nigh. Make sure, friends, go ahead and get that book, The Power of Hospitality. We talked about the book Out of Egypt. People's lives have been changed by these books, and then most recently, The Secret of the Lord, The Hidden Truth That Defines Your Destiny. Just had a radio broadcaster heard me on another person's program, Dr. Stan Monteith's program. He listened to the program and he said, I've got to have a case of those books to distribute through my radio station. So he bought a whole case of 20 books, gave him a nice discount to get them out. The Secret of the Lord. I'll do the same for you if you'll help get the message out. God bless you. Be a blessing. And again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliate station.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, it's going to be Open Line Wednesday, so we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And One of the things they're going to be debating back in Washington, D.C. in the next few weeks is raising the national debt again. Now, why do they keep having to raise the national debt? Why? Because they have to borrow the money to pay all their bills. Basically, the government's spending about $3.6 trillion a year. They're taking in taxes about $2.2 trillion a year. So they're somewhere between $1.3 and $1.4 trillion behind, which is why, of course, as you've heard me say many times, why 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. And that is why they have to raise the national debt, so that they can, well, they can go further into debt. They can borrow more money so that they can continue providing for the people. Now, why don't they just cut spending? Well, they can't cut spending because, of course, right now they've got 56 million Americans receiving Social Security. That's costing them about $650 billion a year. And of course, now we have another 79 million Americans retiring, and they will be retiring over the next 20 years. So we have right now 56 million retired, another 79 million going to retire, and they've got to provide the Social Security for them. We have fewer and fewer people working, the economy is contracting, and basically they have to borrow the money to provide the Social Security payments. And of course people will point out, well, but there is a Social Security Trust Fund, and that is true, there is a Social Security Trust Fund, but there's no money in it, they're just government bonds. In other words, the government, of course, has taken the money. They've already spent the money. And so, well, then what does the government do when you cash in your bonds? They have to go out and borrow more money so that they can pay the money that's owed on the bond. And of course, that's a vicious cycle. The same thing's true with Medicare. With Medicare, we've got about 50 million people on Medicare. Another 79 million retiring in the next 20 years, and they're going to be entitled to Medicare. And of course, the Medicare fund is also gone. So they have to borrow the money for that. So basically, between a Social Security, which is spending about $650 billion a year, and Medicare, which is spending $750 billion a year. You're talking about $1.4 trillion a year. And then, of course, we got our military. They say it's costing $750 billion, but they're just lying. It's really closer to $1 trillion a year for our military. When, of course, you figure all the money we're wasting overseas and the trillion-dollar war we just fought over there in Iraq and Afghanistan for no purpose. And then, of course, we're going to have to replenish all the supplies that have been destroyed and take care of those veterans for, Senator Joseph Stiglitz has said it's going to cost us $3 trillion, maybe even $4 trillion before it's over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're just talking about the terrible financial situation we've got ourselves into, and nobody wants to tell the truth. And the truth...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
When you have the reserve currency of the world and you can simply print money and you print all the money you want to, you can keep this game going for a time. But of course, eventually, while you're paying more in interest on your debt than is coming in, and pretty soon the entire federal budget is spent just to pay interest on the debt, and the whole thing will collapse. They're trying to hold this thing together until the politicians can get retired. It can, so they rake in a lot of money from a lot of false sources and bribes and whatever other things they do. One of the things you do with a congressman is you allow them to be the initial buyers of IPOs. Those are the independent public offerings, and you want to put a stock on the market. Why, of course, why it's going to sell it? Open at $10 a share. So basically, you let the congressman buy the stock before it opens at $10 a share. Ordinarily, most IPOs will go up to $15 a share, maybe $20 the first few days. So the congressman, before it's ever made public, they're allowed to buy the stock. And then, of course, they sell the first day at $10, $15 a share, and they make a nice profit. Tom Foley was in on those. And we still have the records of this. He bought 30 IPOs. He made large sums of money on 29 of the 30 independent public offerings. That's how you bribe the politicians. You don't give them money. You just give them the ability to buy the independent public offerings, or because of the various things that they're negotiating, the various laws they're passing, why they can go ahead and they can invest in those stocks that are going to benefit from the legislation that Congress passes. If private companies do this, it's called insider trading. But, of course, when congressmen do it, it's perfectly legal. And, of course, they've asked Congress to change the law so that it's illegal for them to do this. But why would Congress want to change the laws? They make a lot of money this way. You remember, of course, Lyndon Johnson, when he went to Congress back, in the 1950s, he had to borrow money for train fare. He did not have enough money to get to Washington, D.C., when he left Washington, D.C., after he had been president in 1968, he was one of the richest men in Texas. And that is, of course, how the system works. And it is totally corrupt. But you see, they have a different set of laws for Congress than they have for the public. They have a different retirement system. They have different health care. And of course, if you or I were involved with insider trading, we'd go to prison. If you are a congressman and you have inside information and you benefit from that, well, of course, that is excluded. That is one of the rewards for being a congressman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but you must understand that sooner or later, Social Security has got to go down. There's no way we can afford to continue giving pensions to people when they reach retirement age at 65. Certainly, when we already at present have 56 million retired and another 79 million will retire in the next 20 years. So they know that these things are certainly unsustainable. But the last thing that, of course, they want to do is come out and publicly admit this for fear that the public will get angry with them. And the public has every right to be angry because the Congress is simply, rather than raise taxes for spending, they've simply stolen the money from Social Security and from Medicare and from the trust funds. They don't want to raise taxes because they want to keep the people happy. They don't want to tell them the truth about the socialist programs, Social Security and Medicare, because they want to keep the people happy. They want to keep those checks going out to the people, but sooner or later, this whole house of cards is going to come down, and you're going to have to start making your plans accordingly. Now, of course, they can raise the age of retirement to 67 to 69. I mean, if they raise their age of retirement to 75, why they could make this last for a good deal longer. The same thing, a 75 for your Medicare coming on, and then they could make it last. But without raising the age of retirement on Social Security and cutting benefits, the whole situation is going to fail. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think about this situation. But you're going to have to recognize the reality of what's going on. You may not like to hear this, and the politicians aren't going to tell you this. Right now, of course, what we should try to do is try to keep the Social Security from collapsing, at least for the time being, as we prepare people to begin looking after themselves. What we need to do, certainly, is to do away with Obamacare, because this is going to be an abomination. What we need to do is return the responsibility for medical care to the individual, and certainly for the people who have paid into Medicare for a number of years. Why, of course, they can get some sort of a voucher from the government to help them buy a private health care insurance program. What you don't understand is that you as a senior citizen cannot go out and buy a primary health care insurance policy. You can buy a supplement health care policy if you're 65, but you can't buy a primary policy in the United States because they wanted to force everybody into Medicare. And now, of course, they certainly want to kill them off, and that's what's really going on today. Basically, of course, that's what the death panels are all about. The death panels are in the stimulus bill, and basically they allow the federal government to establish the perimeters for treatment, and they will determine what treatment is appropriate for what age, and since they do not have the money, they're going to have to cut off access to actual health care at a certain age. And when you get to be 80 years old, you're not going to get open heart surgery. Certainly, if you get to be 85 years old, you're probably not going to get replacement joints surgery. What we need to do is give a voucher to the people who can afford it, and then for the people who cannot afford it, return this to the states. This is the sort of system that I started practicing when I went into practice in 1960. It worked very well. Nobody in America ever went without health care. We had a wonderful system of county hospitals. Every county in America had a county hospital. Doctors gave their time for nothing. People paid half fee, no fee, a three-quarter fee, whatever they could afford. And everybody was cared for. But you see, this is not what the fascist element wanted. What the elite wanted was a system by which, of course, they were going to be able to kill off large numbers of people, and that's what this program is planned to do. Let's go, of course, to, we have a Rich calling from Aroma, so they'll transfer Rich over, and then, of course, we'll take the call from Eric in just a moment. But let's go ahead and see if we can get Rich from Aromas on and see what he would like to talk to about. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But people are going to have to start making their plans for their own future. You cannot depend upon the government to provide for you. Because, of course, if you look to government to provide for you, understand that there really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of our population. If you doubt that, you need, of course, to look up the on your search engine, Dr. Eric Pianka, E-R-I-K-P-I-A-N-K-A. He's a professor at the University of Texas, and he talks about the necessity of killing off 90% of the population of our country. Professor Sam Keane, K-E-A-N, I believe it is, talking at the Gorbachev Conference in 1995, said exactly the same thing. We need to kill off 95% of the population, 90% of the population of this country. Suddenly, Ted Turner, speaking in California about 3 or 4 months ago, he wanted to kill off 95% of the population of our country. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who have a different worldview. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on in the world really doesn't make sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we would love to get your calls, your thoughts on this. And people are going to have to start making their plans accordingly. Now, basically, if we simply cut off the wars overseas, brought our troops home, stopped our foreign aid, and stopped giving large sums of money to other countries under one guise or another, and certainly we are financing corrupt governments all throughout the world. If we were to do that, at least temporarily, we keep Social Security going until such time as the people were able to begin looking after themselves. But if we do not do that, of course, the whole system is going to collapse, coming down simply and crushing so many of our elderly people. So if you care about what's going on, certainly get involved, get informed. Please get people listening to our program and encourage them to support Radio Liberty. Understand the facts are that you can't keep spending more than you're taking in indefinitely. You can't keep borrowing from yourself indefinitely. And sooner or later, in one way or another, the whole system is going to begin to come down. We're going to be back here in a moment. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Eric, do you have a question or a comment for us?
Well, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question? Because I would appreciate a question so we could deal with that rather than that'll...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That's 888-322-1414 for the 5-minute dissertation by Congressman Ron Paul. And then, of course, if you'd like to get the programs off of Genesis, the number is 760-569-7700. That's 760-569-7700. And we suggest you go there. You listen on a regular basis if you don't have a computer. And what a wonderful means this is for you to get the significant programs there on Genesis. Jack, thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Rich, who's calling from Aromas, California. Hi, Rich, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. How are you? Did you feel the earthquake?
No, it didn't. But we're enjoying the eggs that you sent over. Thanks very much.
Well, yeah. I got to give you the best. I don't want that one-way ticket from you to Dallas.
Right. Go ahead.
Hey, Grandpa, I've listened to you for years, and you've saved my family lots of hardship because we've taken your advice, and I've been getting out of my retirement thing. As you well know, I'm self-employed and investing it as you told me to. Because Lindsay said that, Reverend Lindsay said that anything that's on paper is only as good as the writing that's on it. Well, I've also got a big chunk of my retirement fund in Social Security. So what do you recommend I do to protect me and my family? Do we keep putting money into Social Security, which doesn't sound very smart to do, and we can't put it back into my SEP plan because that's nothing but paper? So what does a self-employed single parent do?
Well, first of all, Rich, you have no choice. You're required by law to fund your Social Security, and I just hope and pray they'll get something out of it, but I wouldn't plan on it. What you should do is be saving on your own, investing in gold and silver, because they are going to go up, on, I believe, and I could be mistaken, but I believe they're going to go up dramatically in the coming weeks and months. And we've already seen certainly a dramatic increase in the price of both gold and silver this last week. Going to be very interesting to see. But remember, of course, tomorrow is the day that the options close, and they always lower the price of gold and silver before the options close, and of course after that, why the ordinary would go up. So I think in the next few days, gold and silver go up. It's not going to be a steady rise, but at least it will give you some stability behind your investments. Stick with gold and silver, diversify, and that's all you can do at the present time, other than to look to the Lord for help and support. But basically, tragically, most of the people on Social Security are going to be retiring from 10 years from now are going to realize they've been lied to by the politicians, they've been lied to by government officials, they've been lied to by the media, and of course there's not going to be any money there. The other thing is people are going to have to start thinking about their health care, and that's why it's so vitally important that people basically learn about health care. But the body is built to take care of itself, and if you certainly provide it with proper food and minerals and simply a few supplements, and we could suggest those to you, listen to our programs regularly, certainly the resveratrol, vitamin D3, supplementary vitamins and minerals, why, the body will heal itself under most circumstances. And of course, there will be catastrophic events or accidents. We can't avoid that. But people are going to have to start looking after their own retirement and their own health. Does that answer your question?
Well, I want to tell the listeners that you have prepared me and my family. We've taken your advice. I did buy metals years ago when you counseled me, and they just about doubled from the time I bought them when you suggested it. And the audience needs to know that you don't sell this stuff, but you highly recommend it. So if it doesn't benefit or profit you or your family by recommending this, you're just trying to help little people like me. And I do appreciate it. You, like I said, I am a single parent. You know that. And you've met me, and I count on your wisdom and advice, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there too, but they need to know that you don't sell this stuff. You just highly recommend it because it does protect us.
Well, I don't get paid for what I do. As you know, I'm going to be 83 here and just a very few days. And we do because we feel God's called us to do this. It's a ministry. Anyway, God bless you. I'm glad you're doing well, Ritz. Keep us informed. Keep us in your prayers and keep us in eggs. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, fine. Let's go to Suzette, who's calling from Monterey. And, of course, Suzette, of course, is with the Ron Paul or President group. Suzette, you have a question or comment you'd like to make.
Oh, well, first of all, I just wanted to say hi and an early happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Hold that thought.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576, Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And she's saying, really, how dramatic the change of attitude is. They've been there for about 7 or 8 months now. It used to be that they sort of were suddenly ignored. But now more and more people are really receptive to the message. Well, basically, it should be very obvious to everyone. They're planning on another war in the Middle East. They want a war with Iran. And, of course, they're selling this idea to the Christians because, oh, my goodness, we've got to go to war with Iran because we want to protect Israel. And Ron Paul is anti-Israel because he wants to cut off aid to Israel, and he doesn't want to go to war with Iran. Well, first of all, Ron Paul wants to cut off all the foreign aid, the $12 billion a year we're giving to Israel's enemies. And he doesn't want to give Israel money so that Israel can do what it wants to, rather than being dominated by people in the United States government who are doing everything they can to disrupt the Israeli government. They're demanding that the Israelis pull out of Gaza. They demanded that. Why? So that the PLO could have a base there, so they could fire missiles into the southern part of Israel. And that was a direct result of America's foreign policy. Not only that, but most people do not know that the CIA created Hamas, which is the ones who are firing the missiles into Israel. Secondly, why, of course, as far as going to war with Iran, this would be the worst thing that we could do. Iran would never dare attack Israel. Iran would not attack Israel. But if we were to attack Iran, why, of course, there would be retaliation, and there would be a retaliation against Israel. The worst thing in the world would be to encourage an attack on Iran, because Iran is not stupid enough to attack Israel unless it itself is attacked. So if you really care about Israel, don't say that you shouldn't support Ron Paul. He is the only one who's really pro-Israel. But, of course, the mass media is playing on the emotions of the Christians to develop a base of support for the other candidates, all of whom are tied into what I call the brotherhood of darkness in one way or another. So basically, of course, people must understand that if you believe in the Constitution, you want to limit the power of government. There's only one candidate there who is really sincere about cutting back massively. He has a plan to cut $1 trillion from the federal budget the first year and have a balanced budget in the next couple of years. Suzette, thank you for everything you're doing. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
God bless you, Dr. Stan. We appreciate you so much, and I really, really can't tell you how exciting it is to be able to turn on the radio and listen to you talking about our hero.
Well, tell them one more time how they can get in touch with your organization, your Move On organization.
It's called Meetup, and you go to meetup.com, meetup.com. And type in Ron Paul in the search box there, and our zip code here in Monterey, 93940, and our meetup will come up, and you can join that, and you can look at videos, you can get information. We try to keep it, our meetup leader is diligent about keeping it everything up to date.
One more time, the zip code.
93940.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Suzette. Let's go to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. And I'm very glad to be talking with you. And I just want to, well, say I keep you in my prayers, as well as Alex Jones and all you people who are spreading the truth about what's going on. Well, I tell you, you people got a lot of courage. God bless you.
Well, don't forget Joyce Riley, and don't forget...
I meant everybody, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I preface that with... I want to just share this particular bit of information that I've... Well, for years, you know how you go through the Bible, and you one particular verse maybe seems to stand out to you, and you read it over and over and over again through time, but nothing ever seems to stick out as being important or significant. However, then you go back and you read it again, and all of a sudden you say, oh, wait a minute, now I see what's being mentioned here. And I'm talking about the 24th chapter of Matthew, Dr. Stan. And this is, I pondered this for so long, and it goes like this. In that 24th chapter, those disciples, they wanted to know when would be the end of the world, and they wanted to know what would be the sign of your coming, Jesus, because they asked them that question in verse 3, and they said this, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign. Now, they pointedly asked for a sign, because in the Bible, it always says, the Jews seek it the sign, and the Greeks seek it knowledge. So they asked him, what would be singular, the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? If you read that whole chapter, Jesus gives many, many different signs, wars and rumors of wars, you know, so on and so forth. But then I came across this particular verse, and it starts in chapter 27. He addresses that singular question. What shall be the sign? And he says this, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He's addressing that specific question. I looked that word up in the concordance, Dr. Sand. It's bright shining. Now I ask you this, what shines out of the east and shines even unto the west? Is it not our sun? Okay, then if you go down to verse 30, and then he says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Now I looked at it where it also shall appear. It means made manifest. And then the sign, it says, especially by rays. Could it be that we now are in the sun cycle, which is the peak I think 2012 and 2013 is supposed to be the peak of its cycle, which supposedly is an 11-year cycle.
Well, basically, as you know, there's been a lot of solar storms up there, and maybe that's what it's all about, Joe. A lot of people are having difficulty getting our program because of those solar storms, and there may very well be. We will not know. Remember, the Bible sometimes is written in ways that we will not know, but I think your ideas are fascinating. I share your concern. I believe we're living in prophetic times, and perhaps you're right there. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. I got to let you go because we got to.
That's right. It's what the Bible is saying to look for. All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Good day.
God bless. And thanks so much, Joe. And let's go to Dave is calling from Illinois. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And that reading Matthew 24 is well worthwhile at this time. Are these the end times? We will not know. As many people have thought these end times for thousands of years, but you know, basically there are certain things that had to happen. One was the children of Israel would return to the Holy Land. Now, we can go into all the reasons a lot of evil people wanted the children of Israel to return to the Holy Land, but they have. We have a 10-DVD set put together by our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone. It's called the Final Countdown. I believe it's at the Final Countdown. Let me suggest you get that. Maybe Joe would like to get it as well. He addresses so many of the things that are prophesied in the to be coming about in the end times. It's fascinating to see how many there are. Well, let's go to Dave from Illinois. Again, that's the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, part one, part two, 10 DVDs, all well worthwhile watching. It's almost thrilling when you see how we are really, in many respects, seeing the fulfillment of prophecies made over 2,000-3,000 years ago. Hey, Dave, do you have a question or comment?
A few things, Dr. Stan. Good evening. First of all, happy birthday as well. When is your birthday?
Oh, it's on the 17th of February.
Excellent. Okay, first of all, what's the current short frequency? I haven't been able to find the radio at all.
Well, basically, you're talking about the short wave?
Yes.
Basically, they've moved us, and I can't remember, it is 3.146, something like that. Maybe somebody can come in. But there are all sorts of solar storms, number one. And then, of course, there is also the fact that we don't get good reception on shortwave this time of year. And the FCC, in their wisdom, has required us to move from where we were, 7.435 or 365, to where we are. Now, are you talking about can't get us on WHRI or you can't get us on WWCR?
I haven't been able to find anywhere for a while.
Well, basically, just keep trying. We'll be getting better before long. You can listen to us, certainly, if you have a telephone at 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. Hopefully, the shortwave will start working again. You can get us on the Internet, and hopefully one of these days shortwave will be back.
You said 3.1 megahertz?
I'm not exactly sure. You have to look at our website or call our 800 number, and they can give you the exact reference. The FCC keeps changing our frequency depending on the time of year, and they do that just to confuse us. Anything else?
Yeah, well, that's basically 80 meters. Yeah, a few things here. Number one, talk about Israel. Yeah, Dr. Stan, I'm a firm believer that there are no saints involved here. Both sides are guilty of terrorism. Now, Israel's an ally, supposedly. I won't argue with that. But I think that – I will say this. I think if the Muslim world would – I think Israel would coexist. I think they'd be willing to coexist with Muslims. The radical Muslims won't. I think Iran wants to just annihilate Israel. So, but I agree we shouldn't attack. I think attack would be a big mistake. But I do think that – I do think Israel will be willing to coexist, but the other side isn't willing. That's my take on it. And the next thing I'll bring up is that the economy. I have a friend who he's like close to your age than I am, and he says that he's convinced that things will hold together for another 30, 40 years. You know, now things do go downhill gradually. Things usually decay gradually, not overnight, but he thinks that, you know, things will remain okay for the 30, 40 years. Well, I don't think there's any way, Dr. Stan, because, you know, as the way they're spending money, okay, that is not, this thing is simply not sustainable. It cannot last a lot longer, I don't think. The way they're spending money like crazy, it's got to cause the devalued dollar. So it just seems to me that another 10 years, there's got to be going to collapse. Because just the law of physics tell me that's true, because you just can't spend like that with the credit system and hold together.
Dave, you're looking at things logically. And basically, we do not live in a logical world. There are spiritual forces out here. Basically, of course, we see people like Ahmadinejad over there in Iran saying, oh, we've got to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Can you explain to me why, logically, anybody would make a statement like that, which would, of course, justify a massive retaliation against Iran? I think Ahmadinejad is playing a part. Suddenly, this whole financial system is being held together artificially by the people who rule the world. They are working on a timeline. They have not told me what the timeline is. Occasionally, we will catch glimpses of it from one after another. The people working behind the scenes will come forward and give us some glimpse of what the future holds. And we're fortunately, we've had contact directly or indirectly with some of these people. But nobody really knows except for the people who are manipulating things behind the scenes. There is an invisible government. They have a timeline. If we try to figure this thing out logically, we're going to fail. They are going to determine what happens, and behind that is God's plan for humanity. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, you know, they talk about the stock market. To me, the stock market is a joke. It's not the economy. It
right.
isn't the economy. The economy is jobs. So, I don't, you know, to keep the Dow up, which is complete manipulated garbage, it means nothing. So I think that the actual economy is crumbling as we speak. No matter what the market's doing, things are crumbling. And so I just don't think that there's any way in the world we can remain the way we are now for much more than, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years. I just don't think there's any way we can.
I think your friend is sadly mistaken. Anyway, we've got to run because we got a full board here. But okay. God bless. Thanks very much, Dave. But remember, your friend doesn't know any more than I know. But one thing I do know, and that is behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces, and behind that, God's plan for humanity. God bless, and let's go to Tim calling from Illinois. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Incidentally, in the next hour, we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack on with us. He'll probably only be able to stay maybe half an hour. So we will do open lines the last half hour. And if you want to stick around while you can call back again at that time. But right now, we've got Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. This corporate crime wave, it all started, seems like, October 2000, most recent, with Bush here to October 2008 with this TARP. And now these last 2 months, December, H.R. 1540, passed by the House and Senate, the National Defense Authorization Act, another $662 billion for defense spending, and then last week, $2.4 trillion, raising the debt limit. So you're looking at $3 trillion here in HOC in the last 2 months.
Well, so, we have to put that into perspective. Remember, it took from 1789, when America was established as an independent nation, up to 1980, when, of course, Jimmy Carter was running for re-election, to increase the national debt $1 trillion, to establish $1 trillion national debt. Today we increase the national debt basically some people suggest the real figure is $4 to $5 trillion. $4 to $5 trillion, certainly, every year. They'll admit to certainly $1.5 to $1.7 trillion, but the real figures is we're increasing the national debt the normal actuarial computation at least $4 to $5 trillion every year. It's unsustainable. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I guess if we can keep the majority of the public doped up, keep them drunked up, keep them sexed up, you can get away with these crimes. Now, the Senate votes tomorrow, Thursday, on passing this, raising the debt level. Now, you know, people, we need to make a few phone calls here, but, I mean, they all took an oath to...
They've got to do it no matter what we say. They have no alternative.
Exactly.
But they never should. The whole will be right back. Tim, go right ahead.
Well, then real quick, Dr. Stan, the way they got this puppet, Obama, parading.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And I write the foreword to the book, and I will have to admit that when I wrote the foreword, I wasn't as convinced it was as much of a problem as I am today. And I believe that today, and 2012 is going to be a very important year. I'm not saying the world is going to come to an end. I don't believe it is. I don't think the Lord is coming back. But I think this is going to be a very significant year. But we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought, or what would you like to say?
Real quick, one thing I was thinking about with the stuff with Iran. My understanding from Walid Shabbat's book that Islamic prophecy says that he said that Tehran would be on fire when the Mahdi arises. So it would seem to indicate that they're setting this all up with this war with Iran in order, you know, to convince the Muslims that the Mahdi is coming.
Well, I suggest that we are in some very real problems, and there are people in our government who want a war with Iran so that they can destroy Israel. You must understand there are people in our government who hate Israel. And if you haven't heard our discussions with Barry Shamish on the Sabbatean sect of Judaism, you really need to look it up. It's well worthwhile. And look up the something called the Transfer Agreement. There's a book on this subject about how these Jewish people actively worked with Adolf Hitler to facilitate the Holocaust. Let me repeat that. The title of the book, Transfer Agreement, author Edmund Black, and the thesis, key Jewish people in Europe actively worked with Adolf Hitler to facilitate the Holocaust. And you see, that's madness, and it really is, unfortunately. Anyway, my producer says that the name is Edwin Back, not Edmund Back. I stand corrected, that's Edwin Black, but it's called the Transfer Agreement. But we're out of time. God bless, and thanks very much. And right now, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, we encourage you to, if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk, The Dark Secret. You need to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret. And it's a talk. Now, there is a book by the same title, but don't get the talk and the book confused. We do have a syllabus that goes with my talk, but it's completely separate than Jonathan Gray's book. Forbidden Secret, confusing, admittedly, but very important information to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle taking place behind the scenes. Let me once again suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD sets. And most apropos for what we're talking about is the Final Countdown. I believe that's the title of it. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and you can get a list of all the books and DVDs and certainly videos and 4 tape sets and 4 CD sets we carry. You can certainly listen to our program there 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but you can listen to it on Soundwave 2000. You can listen to our program 24 hours a day. If you have a handheld telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen 9 hours a day. If you have a KU band satellite, you can listen 3 hours a day on shortwave. And then we ask you to tell others about our program to encourage them to listen, to understand that there really are secret societies, but it's much more than secret societies. These are founded in the occult. Their goal is a one-world government and the destruction of Christianity. Until people begin to understand that, nothing makes sense. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voice,
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And right now, of course, we have on the line with us Sheriff Richard Mack. And Sheriff Mack, of course, has put together a meeting. It's going to be held certainly within the next week or two. And it's a number of sheriffs who believe in the Constitution, who believe, of course, that the power of the central government is limited by the Constitution, and who believe it is the responsibility of the sheriff to protect the people of his county from the excesses of the central government. Well, I'm going to let Sheriff Mack pick up the story there, tell us about everything that's been done to block the holding of this meeting, including the organization of PayPal, which actually was holding a lot of money because they did not want Sheriff Mack to get that money so he could finance the meeting. But I'm going to let him tell. Sheriff Mack, you give us a story of the purpose of the meeting, what's happened, who's going to be there, and apparently it's all coming together. It's truly exciting. Go ahead, give us the story. There we go, Sheriff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're doing just fine. Go ahead.
Good. This really is a historical event. It is extremely exciting. We are going to have this event. We had some bad news the last couple of days. About five or six sheriffs had to cancel their attendance at the meeting. Some emergencies happened in sheriff's offices. But we have still about 110, maybe 115 sheriffs who are attending nationwide. We have a good contingency from Utah and California, Oregon, some sheriffs from Florida, Indiana, all over the country, Maine, New Hampshire, Delaware, Pennsylvania. And so we're very encouraged by that. So there are sheriffs who are waking up to this this constitutional movement. They realize that we are in a constitutional crisis in this country, and that sooner or later, yes, as you very well know, Dr. Stan, these sheriffs are going to have to choose whose side they're really on as this constitutional crisis erupts or escalates within this great country. The convention is, the purpose is really just basic fundamental American values and principles of freedom. We are going to go over the Bill of Rights. We're going to go over the foundation of America. This is going to be a basis for the beginning of the convention. And I should tell you, too, that we have other public officials. We have candidates who are running for sheriff on constitutional platforms or who want to learn how to do that. We have city councilmen. We have county commissioners, we have state reps, and peace officers, detectives, others who are just simply interested in this. So total, we have about 150 public officials.
So we have about, you have about 110, 115 sheriffs, and then you have
correct
about 150 public officials. That is so vitally
correct
important, they understand as well. So where is the conference going to be held?
It's at the Tuscany Hotel Casino Resort in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Registration starts at 7:30 on Monday morning, this coming Monday. Most of the sheriffs are coming in on Sunday evening. One of the things that I got thrilled with this week is the sheriff who is now the sheriff where I used to be sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, called me and confirmed that he is coming. We've been really working on him. He really didn't want to come, but he finally acquiesced, and I told him if he came that I would leave him alone.
Well, basically, of course, then, at least with the sheriffs, are you helping to finance their coming and attendance?
Yes, we are, and that gets into the PayPal story.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing the event, the things that the enemy of freedom will do to try to prevent information about the constitutional responsibility of the sheriffs from getting out. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Sheriff Mack, you go right ahead.
Okay. We've been fighting and clawing and scratching and doing everything to raise the money for this event. We know that we would not have had this overwhelming response from sheriffs across the country if they would have had to paid this out of their own pocket, or if they would have to try to find the money within their budgets, which are already extremely tight. We have some sheriffs that are already cutting their budgets and laying people off. And we wanted those sheriffs to be able to attend. So we went to the American people. We went on your show, and we went on Joyce Riley's show, and we went on Sam Bushman's show, and many other shows that I can't even remember all of them. I've done 5 radio shows. You're the 5th radio show I've done today. And a lot of people have responded, and Pastor Butch Paul, his radio show got a lot of response for us. And we're still in dire need of funds. And if anybody wants to help us with this tremendously important and vital historical event, I honestly believe that this is the most important meeting that has happened on American soil since the founders devised the Bill of Rights some 225 years ago. This is a promise to keep what they founded, what they formed, what they fought and died for. This is the promise to keep that going. We are convinced totally that these sheriffs are the answer for what is going on in our country today. They can stop it. They can stand and put themselves in the way for the people of America. And without the American people having to resort to violence or to sue the federal government or sue government officials with monies they don't have. So the American people got behind this movement, and we raised, so far we're at about $98,000 now. And we're still trying to have enough to pay the bills of some of the sheriffs to get there so we can reimburse them for mileage, those who are driving. And then we want to reimburse the travel expenses for about 40 volunteers who are also voluntarily putting up their own travel money to get to this event and help us with this. We've got a lot of Oath Keepers coming to do security and to pick the sheriffs up at the airport and bring them to the hotel. A lot of people have volunteered, and we so appreciate all of this, and we appreciate the people who donated. And then on...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, the whole idea of this conference that Sheriff Mack is putting on is to basically reaffirm the concepts of our Constitution, which, of course, limit the power of the federal authority and expand and put the responsibility for matters of life, liberty, and property over the local authority, state, and local government. Basically, if you go and you read the 45th of the Federalist Papers, it says that the power of the federal government is to be limited and defined. The power of the state and local government is unlimited and ill-defined, and that's where the responsibility for life, liberty, and property are. Well, of course, those people who want a dictatorship, and there really are people who want a dictatorship, have stepped by step by step, by stealth and deception, centralized all power with the federal government, and are now using their unwarranted and illegal power to harass the people. Sheriff Mack is trying to return power where it should be to the local community, and certainly the key figure in any local community is the source of law enforcement, who is the sheriff. Far more important, the police chief. The sheriff is the key to restoring our freedom. So Sheriff Mack is putting a program on. They're going to be on Monday morning. People are going to be arriving in Las Vegas, and Sheriff Mack has, of course, had to raise almost $100,000 to bring the sheriffs from across the country, because it's an expensive proposition. Basically, we've got over 100 sheriffs coming, and he's got to pay their way. You got to pay for the rooms for them, the food. How long is the program going to last, Sheriff?
It's all day on Monday, the 30th, all day long. We're having a little reception for when they come in on Sunday evening. But then the registration begins again on Monday morning at 7:30, and then conference ends at 9:30 that night. So it is a long day. They're going to really earn their keep. The event will close and culminate with a banquet that night where we're going to be giving out some awards for the sheriffs who have been the most constitutional and interposing sheriffs and those defending freedoms the most against the federal government. And it's going to be a real touching, a inspirational event that we're going to film, and a lot of people are going to want to purchase this video. But on again, on the 31st, we're having an event open to the public. Some of the sheriffs who are speaking the first day and participating are going to hold over and speak publicly, and Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Phoenix will be the keynote speaker that evening. I will be speaking, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, Sheriff Brad Rogers from Indiana, and you'll remember he was the sheriff who defended the Amish farmer there, David Hostetler, against the FDA, and he actually got the FDA to back off. That's the type of thing that we're talking about. That's the type of sheriff we are going to create hundreds more of all across this country. I think when the sheriffs see the dire situation that we're in, that they'll realize that, yes, there is something they must do to defend Americans against the encroachments of the federal government.
And, of course, basically what we have to do is work through our constitutional structure of government. We don't want people running around the woods with rifles and weapons. That is not the way. The law is on our side. The Constitution is still the law of the land. The fascist element within our society hates the Constitution. They've convinced people we're a democracy. We're not. You can read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, the Constitutions of any one of our 50 states. Not one time do we see the word democracy used other than to decry it and say we don't want a democracy, we want a republic. And there's all the difference between a republic and a democracy that there is between day and night. If you haven't read our treatise on We Are a Republic, it's available from Radio Liberty. You need to have the information. You need to understand our Constitution. And basically what we need are sheriffs who have the courage and the will and the dedication to the American dream, who want to maintain our form of government and not allow these wicked people who want an all-powerful central authority under the power of a wealthy ruling elite to take control of this nation, which they have done. It's time to take America back. And so basically Sheriff Mack has this wonderful program. It's going to be starting on Monday. It'll us in the end for most of the sheriffs on Monday evening, but the following day public people are being invited to come, because we do have a program that's heard there in Las Vegas. So unfortunately it's at 3 o'clock in the morning, but hopefully some of you out there will hear this, and then you will want to go to Sheriff Mack's a program. How can people sign up for your program there on Tuesday?
Well, that's a great question. Go to countysheriffproject.org, and you can get pre-purchase the tickets, which will only cost $10 now. It'll be $15 at the door.
Now, once again, what is that website?
It's countysheriffproject.org.
CountySheriffProject.org. CountySheriffProject.org. Or certainly go to a Sheriff Mack's website. And what is your website? How can people get in touch with you?
SheriffMack.com.
All right, basically. And of course, you still need some funds. How much more do you have to raise to pay for this?
We probably need another $25,000 to $35,000. And we certainly hope to get that over the weekend. We're still getting donations in on a daily basis, and we really appreciate what everybody's done. If you've already donated, thank you so much. And if you can donate again, please do so. We really need the help. We wouldn't have had this happen at all if it had just been for the grassroots effort from we the people all over this country, and your listeners, and a lot of the people from the GCN network and all over the country. And I'll say Pastor Butch Paul is fabulous in getting us some help.
Well, I want you to tell us about what happened with PayPal and how the people who own PayPal tried to block your raising funds. Tell us that story.
Well, it was the worst 3 weeks of my life. On December 30th, they froze the account. And I kept talking with them. I called them 3 or 4 times a day. It completely took over my life because we had some donations that came in the mail. And that was about $35,000 at the time. And we paid some of our initial deposits to the travel agency that was doing the airfare for our sheriffs and deposits at the Tuscany Hotel for the meals and for the hotel room. And so now we were in dire need of the money that was in the account, which was $47,000. And I was just getting ready to put that into our checking account, and it got froze by PayPal. And they kept telling me all the hoops that I had to jump through. Oh, we need your Social Security number. We need to verify your treasurer. We need to verify your checking account. So my staff were sending them all this stuff they were asking for, but it was never enough. There was always more hoops. And then finally they just said, well, you can't ask for donations if you're not a 501c3. And I said, where's that law? I said, look, this is a group of former sheriffs and current sheriffs who are inviting sheriffs from all over the country to come to a meeting. They go, yeah, we know. We've been to your website. And I said, okay. I said, so please tell me where there's something wrong or immoral or against the law that we're doing. I said, if we're doing anything against the law, you report me to the authorities and let them handle it. Oh, well, it's not against the law. It's just our policy. And then they would give me lies like, oh, well, if the IRS audits us, then we could really get fined and in trouble. And I said, you guys are just a pass-through. I said, I'm the one that could get in trouble. But I said, you're not in any trouble. Well, if we don't verify your information, I said, you've already done that. Anyway, they went in circles. And so finally, they just, every time I called, they said, you're not getting your money. And they were all happy about it. Well, you're not getting your money. Oh, and we're so sorry that you had to do this. You know, oh, we apologize, Mr. Sheriff Mack, and all this. And I said, don't give me your training baloney. I said, your PR skills are horrible. I don't need your apologies. We need this money or we're going to have to cancel this event. And we have already 100 sheriffs coming into Las Vegas and we won't have a place to put them. And I said, you're absolutely destroying this whole thing. And so finally, they had me so distraught that I wasn't able to sleep at night. I wasn't eating. I didn't know what to do. So finally, I called some friends and some other people who had donated to our convention, and I asked to borrow money from them, and they loaned me $20,000. They paid a couple of the bills at the hotel for me, and I told them, I said, look, as soon as I solve this thing, I'll pay you. And they said, look, all we need to know is if Sheriff Mack's in trouble, we're going to help you, and you can pay us whenever you can. And I was just so touched by it. It just made my day.
But eventually, of course, you got people from all across the country calling PayPal and letting them know that that they understood that PayPal is a totally corrupt organization. And
yes.
Eventually, because of the public outcry and the public exposure of PayPal, they acquiesced. Is that correct?
That is correct. They unfroze the account about a week ago.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have the power. We are the majority. There's only a small number of people on the other side, but they're evil and wicked. And they were willing to destroy this because they did not want any opportunity to talk about freedom and liberty. They wanted dictatorship. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you'd like to, Sydney. Talk to Sheriff Richard Mack right now and seriously consider contributing to his program and his efforts. Well, Sheriff, what did they finally say when they were...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They froze. How much was it? $30,000 or $40,000?
$47,000.
They froze it. He's got bills to pay. He's got people coming in. He's coming in by sending by car. They're coming in by plane. He's got reservations for them. He's got everything lined up. And of course, by PayPal, is going to freeze the money. He can't get it. Well, fortunately, incensed Americans from across the country call PayPal, and they threaten to sue them, as well as the Sheriff Mack threatening to sue them. And then finally, when it almost seemed that there was no way this meeting was going to be held, why, PayPal backed down. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the majority. There are not very many people on the other side. They're nasty, evil, and wicked people. And the one thing they fear is an incensed American public. And that's why you've got to get involved, and you've got to get back people like Sheriff Mack. Sheriff, where do you want people to send money if they help you? You need another $25,000 to pay for this meeting. It's a vitally important meeting. We need to have the sheriffs and the police chiefs on our side, but certainly Sheriff Mack is working with the county sheriffs. They are the ones, of course, who are elected by the people to represent them, the people, and to protect them from the excesses of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And again, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Sheriff Mack, find me if you'd like to talk to him on our program, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And can people now contribute to PayPal, or should they send you a check directly?
They can do either one. Some people now are really skeptical and don't want to send anything on the internet, but you can. We've still had a few donations come in yesterday and today on PayPal. We have been getting more checks since this time, so you can do either one or both. But if you want to do a check, the address is, if you'll get your pen and pencils ready, it's just make the check to CSPOA. That's Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association, CSPOA. And then the address is 112 Ridgewood Drive. And that's just how it sounds, Ridgewood, W-O-O-D. It's one word, 112 Ridgewood Drive, Fredericksburg, Texas. And Fredericksburg, just like it sounds, B-U-R-G at the end, or you can just put abbreviation F-R-B-G. Stands for Fredericksburg. And then Texas, of course, and the zip is 78624.
All right, fine. That's a 112 Ridgewood Drive, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. Is that right?
And you can still donate at countysheriffproject.org.
countysheriffproject.org. Okay, go ahead.
And you can donate there, and you can get your tickets for Tuesday night at the same place. And I tell you what, a lot of your audience is in the Nevada area, I know, southern Utah, northern Arizona, California is also very close. Come on over. Do whatever you have to do to get to this event, because you are absolutely going to be uplifted about the potential for hope here. The American people have had very little hope that we can really defeat what's going on wrong in America. We can. We will show you how. And the thing of it is, the equation is we the people plus local officials, especially the county sheriff, equals American God-given liberty. And if you get the people working with your sheriff and other local officials, we will take America back. It is a solid principle of freedom that we can achieve if we do this together.
Yeah, but we've got to be involved.
Absolutely, we can do it. Yes, you've got to get involved.
You have to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about something that is something off in the future. If the American people don't value freedom, then freedom will be simply lost. A remembrance of things past. And if you've never lived in a tyranny, why, of course, you have no idea what lies ahead and the horror and the weeping and wailing because of the fact we've lost our freedom. Our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Sheriff Mack, give us a call. And right now we have Jared calling from Santa Cruz, and we'll have him on the line here in just a moment. And the Sheriff, how long can you stick with us?
As long as you need me to.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, then give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And this is vitally important. We need your help. We need your support for Sheriff Mack. We want this to be a success and the first of many meetings to rekindle that spark of belief in individual freedom under God.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Jared calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Jared. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I think that's a great idea, getting the sheriffs involved around the nation. I live in Santa Cruz. I was curious if you knew if the Santa Cruz Sheriff Department was involved, or maybe I could try to reach out to them and make them aware of what's out there, you know, for them to...
Jared, that's a very good point. We would like you to contact your local sheriff and tell him he can still get to the event and will still pay his way. If he wants to drive over, which wouldn't be too far from Vegas, we'll reimburse his mileage $400 or whatever's cheaper. If it would be cheaper to fly, we would pay whatever it would be to fly. So whatever he can do to get there, his room is paid for, his room and board are taken care of, his meals are taken care of, and if you can talk him into coming, we'll have him. We already have about 8 sheriffs from California coming, and we'd love to have some more. We've had some last-minute registrations, and would be more than happy to take some more.
That's wonderful. I have a couple of friends I went to high school with who are Santa Cruz sheriffs, but I forget the name of the head sheriff in our county, but I'll try to see if I can, make them aware of that. And also, I don't know, this is maybe a bit off topic. You were talking about PayPal, and I was curious. I know they're kind of based out of the Bay Area, Palo Alto, I think, and one of their head founders is Elon Musk, and he's the guy who's made Tesla, the electric vehicles, and he's a big contributor to Solar City, and they do solar panel systems, and this whole thing about PayPal was new to me. I was wondering if there's any, if you guys know anything deeper about...
Well, all I can tell you is they have an office in San Jose also. The legal team that I was supposed to, we sent some legal papers to try to show them a court order. We tried to get a court order, and our legal advisor sent them a quick notice on that, and the address was San Jose.
Well, anyway, Jared, they knew what they were doing. They were trying to block the meeting. Fortunately, they failed, and we can thank Sidney Sheriff Mack for that and his legal team. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney, our guest, of course, is Sheriff Richard Mack. And we're talking about the conference they're going to be holding starting next Monday. That's just a couple of days from now in Las Vegas, and Sidney, if anybody wants to know more about this, whether the sheriff or somebody, now the meeting primarily on Monday is for government officials and sheriffs. The meeting on Tuesday is for the general public, although many of the sheriffs will be there speaking, and it should be a very, very important issue time. So, and then if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a call for a question for Sheriff Mack, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Just to do that, standby. I want to first commend.
No, go ahead.
For being such a noble crusader, he's a true inspiration. In fact, tomorrow, since I don't have a car, I have a friend who's planning to come by, and I intend my first stop tomorrow will be the county sheriff, and I will present to him those websites. And I want to ask Richard, whether, according to Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, where states, no state shall make any law impairing the obligation of contract, or whether the county sheriff, as law enforcement officers, are engaged in enforcing contracts, and what distinguishes a valid contract from an invalid contract.
Well, do you have any thoughts at all on that, Sheriff?
I would I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, Dr.
Well, I really don't have any. I think it sort of takes us way away from what we're talking about. But thanks very much for calling, Eric. And certainly the purpose of the sheriff is to certainly enforce the law. But it's also to intercede between the federal government trying to come in and take away the freedom from the American people. And this, unfortunately, is what they're doing. But we see the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. We see the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We see the Department of Agriculture. And all of them coming in, even many times, wearing weapons to intimidate the public and force them to go along with the federal laws and regulations, which are frankly unconstitutional and are oppressive of our people. And unfortunately, sometimes people should not have authority because they just love to harass people. If you go back and read what Cicero wrote, you know, about 30 years before Christ was born, he talked about how the budget had to be balanced and how we had to stop foreign aid. But also we had to limit the bureaucracy, which was oppressing the people. That was 2,030 years ago. Very little has changed. Let's go. Chris is calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Sheriff Richard Mack. Hi, Chris. How are we doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. For Sheriff Mack, I thought I'd give you, in Santa Cruz County, three kind of concrete examples of what a sheriff can do, and in our case, in Santa Cruz County, refuses to do in terms of enforcing the law. And what's interesting about what's going on in Santa Cruz is that these three separate issues involve different groups of people that normally wouldn't be thinking about getting protection from their sheriff. And one group is people that are opposed to smart meter installations. And Dr. Stan's interviewed activists in that area, and the concerns there. Some people are concerned about health aspects of smart meters, and some people are concerned about the privacy aspects of smart meters. And the sheriff here, even though the county supervisors and individual cities in the county have passed laws banning installation of smart meters, the county sheriff has refused to enforce the law and stop the installation of smart meters, saying that state law trumps the county board of supervisors and the city heads.
And he works for the county and not the state.
Yeah, that's right. And the second area, which people, again, trying to give people concrete examples of where a sheriff can and or won't do enforcement of the law, the medical marijuana dispensaries in Santa Cruz County, in the past, have had the feds come in and shut them down. And
yes,
our
I'm
county sheriff, even though they're allowed by state law and they're operating completely legally, our sheriff has refused to stop any type of interference from outside in their business operations. And then the third area is foreclosure eviction. And in this county, there's plenty of foreclosures that are going on that are completely illegal. The banks are unable to produce the paperwork to prove that they have the title needed to evict people, and the sheriff has refused to step in and prevent the banks from taking properties.
Chris, the problem is that there are a lot of good sheriffs out there who really don't understand the Constitution, who do not understand these ideas, you know, certainly of property rights, who do not understand that certainly if the majority of the people in his county oppose smart meters, and I really believe that they do, and even the Board of Supervisors, which on many things I disagree with, they come out and they said, we put a ban on smart meters, and the sheriff says, I don't care what the people want, I don't care what the Board of Supervisors want, I will not enforce the law. And the same attitude, I'm sure he's against marijuana. I'm against marijuana, but the we have state laws that are the law of our land, and this law that would supersede any other law, it's a state law, and it legalizes medical marijuana, and he will not intervene to prevent the federal government from coming in and enforcing their law over the state law. What he is doing, I personally believe, is losing the support of the people of this community. And when he stands for re-election, I think that somebody should point out to him he is not going to have the support of the people. He does not have the right to pick and choose which laws he's going to enforce and which laws he's not going to enforce. And he certainly doesn't have the right to allow the federal government to come in and do a lot of things which are illegal, in my estimation. There is nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to regulate drugs at the local level. I'm against drugs, but the federal government, it is not their job to deal with that. The power of the federal government is limited and defined. Where in the federal Constitution you have the right to regulate drugs? You don't. That's a matter of the state and the local communities. Sheriff Mack, how would you respond to Chris?
I think he brings up three excellent points, and we are going to be covering foreclosures at our Constitutional Sheriff Convention and also defending local laws. Now, the marijuana issue probably isn't going to be specific to us, but the overall philosophy is that local officials and local communities who are autonomous and who are sovereign, and which are the counties and states are, will defend their citizens against the incursions of the federal government, wherever they come from, for whatever principle, whether it's a raw milk or food freedom or health freedom or medical marijuana, whatever it is. And, of course, medical marijuana is a big thing in California. It should be protected by the sheriff, and he should be protecting the local citizens. And I don't smoke marijuana either, but the marijuana laws have been ridiculous, and the war on drugs has even been worse. And I think a lot of sheriffs are now waking up to that fact, that the war on drugs has been a huge, a complete failure. And this is a time where we are going to reexamine the failed policies of the federal government, the failed laws in our country, and the sheriffs of this country and in this convention are going to come up with an agenda to network together to correct these problems and mistakes.
And this is so vitally important, Chris, and I think your points are well made. And I wish somebody would go down. Maybe you could go down and talk to the sheriff. He may never have even thought about these things. I don't know anything about him personally. But if he wants to get reelected, he's going to have the support of the people. And you should simply point this out and then point out his oath to uphold our Constitution. Does he even understand the Constitution and the difference between a republic and a democracy, and the responsibility of the local sheriff to defend the people against excesses by the central government? Anything else you'd like to say, Chris?
Well, just to Sheriff Mack, to keep an eye on Santa Cruz County, because two of these groups so far, operating again, one from smart meters and the progressive leftist going after the foreclosure evictions issue, are both have rumblings now going about a recall of the sheriff. So,
well, basically, you know, we live in an unusual area because yeah. There's probably nobody who's more conservative than I am. And yet, of course, in many of these issues, I'm in total agreement with the left. And what we need to do is get away from this idea of left and right and conservative and liberal and Republican and Democrat. The issue is freedom or tyranny, and this is what it's about.
Well, and that's, as Ron Paul says, build coalitions, and this may be an excellent example of where coalitions can be built. This county might be a great test case to see what happens with a sheriff in a recall situation facing a coalition of people on both sides of the party, progressives and...
And you can certainly tell your progressive friends, Barack Obama has done nothing But they cause more problems for those people who use medicinal marijuana.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sheriff Mack, and great, good luck with your meeting on Monday. I'm really looking, you know, been watching anxiously to see how it go through.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing what happens. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Thanks.
Let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Okay, Dr. Stan. Hi, Sheriff Mack.
My question
to you, Sheriff Mack, is this. When all these sheriffs get over there in Las Vegas and you have this big convention, do you have some kind of a program during this convention where you would give some ideas or whatever that when these sheriffs come back home, are they going to have something to work with that they can inform more sheriffs themselves?
Yes, absolutely, and we're going to videotape it so we can get the video to a lot more sheriffs who were not able to attend. We're going to market that, and so you would be able to purchase that video and get it to your sheriff. We also want these sheriffs to come back and then start working within their state association. The 8 or 9 sheriffs that are going to be there from California will be able to take this information back to their Sheriff's Association and work to create more harmony and more network among the sheriffs, that we will stand for the people, we will stand for the Constitution, and we will no longer tolerate the tyranny of the federal government or of the state legislature in California. There's a time where you have to just simply say, we're going to do what's right, we're going to put the Bill of Rights first, and we, the sheriffs of this country, we, the sheriffs, will enforce the Bill of Rights.
And I think what's really so interesting, Joe, is the most important and powerful man in any county is the elected sheriff. He's elected by the people. He's the chief law enforcement official. And, of course, it's so vitally important that he understands the Constitution. He understands what freedom's about, and he's willing to take a stand for it. And I understand how a lot of the people feel about the federal government, the federal edicts, and patriotism. And because I used to be a flaming liberal when I came out of college, I didn't have any sense at all. And it took me a long time to unlearn everything I'd been indoctrinated in when I attended college, and I got my Phi Beta Kappa key. And boy, did I think I was smart! And I was probably the dumbest kid on the block. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we've got an awful lot of people in America who are educated far beyond their intelligence. They don't understand our form of government. They just don't understand, certainly, the forces that are working to use the framework of our society to destroy freedom. Time we took America back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Joe from New Jersey, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, I did a little bit of my part, Sheriff Mack. I bought some of your books, and I went to my local precinct in my neighborhood, and I gave them the books to pass around within the precinct amongst the police officers. So, you know, hopefully they would read this and get encouraged by what you're trying to do. And so that's, you know, I did my little part anyway, and I wish I could do more. I guess what I should have done maybe was to find out the sheriff who's in charge of my county and actually inform him about what is going on. When is this going to happen? Supposed to take place over there in Las Vegas?
It's going to happen. There's no stopping it now.
No, but when?
It's next Monday. Next Monday morning, Joe.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, I think, Joe, certainly you could be congratulated for getting that book. But what you want to do is start with the most important person. And whether your sheriff gets to the meeting isn't important. Go talk to him. Get him the book. Get him one of the talks of Sheriff Mack. And Sheriff Mack has to give an excellent talk. Goes right along with the book. It's available from Sheriff Mack, or we have it as well, a copy of what Sheriff Mack was out here talking to our conference. But the book is simple, straightforward, get it to your sheriff, get it to your police chiefs, get to the people at the top first, and hopefully we can convince them so that they will begin then to use their positions of authority to convince others. But talk about our form of government. And Sydney, if you can't afford this little book we have, I think it's $3.95. We Are a Republic. We'll be glad to send you one free of charge if you can afford the $3.95 plus shipping. Why, of course, it's important. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, just one more quick thing. Now, this particular convention, you're going to have some videos and audios of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll be able to get that and give it to the sheriff of my county.
Right.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, fellas.
God bless, and thanks for calling, Joe. Thank you for being concerned. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program. First of all, we're going to take a little break. We'll talk to John from Spokane, and then, of course, well, we're approaching the witching hour. We'll be back in a moment. John, you're from Spokane. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
More of a comment, I suppose.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.